Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. My guest today is Kenny Drew Jr., a young man who has inherited great talent from his father, Kenny Drew Sr. But Kenny Jr. is nevertheless his own man, distinctive both harmonically and technically, and he's definitely carving his own niche. Kenny, you must probably get fed up with people talking about your father.
Sometimes.
It's very hard because, you know, it's the same name, and everybody has to be sure that, you know, well, it's Kenny Drew Jr., not Kenny Drew Sr.
Yeah.
Well, I tried to come and see you last year. We were in Fort Lauderdale. Sarasota. And you were playing a little room in there in the hotel. What's the name of that place?
The Down Under.
Oh, the Down Under, yeah. And we had played a concert, and we came there to see you. But I guess that was your one night that you chose not to be there.
Yeah.
You had another gig or something.
Yeah. I remember your rhythm section came in the night before.
Yeah.
And I jammed with them.
Oh, really? I didn't even know about that. That's great.
Yeah, they came in after they played the concert.
The sneaks. They never told me about that.
They came in, they sat in and played.
Well, that's great because I missed you then, but since that time, I guess you've moved to New York and you're really establishing yourself here. And a lot of recordings out. A lot is happening for you. And I'd just love to hear you play something. In fact, we wrote down a couple of things from one of your records on Antilles, maybe. In Walk Bud, is that something you recorded for Antilles?
Mm-hmm.
Love to hear it.
Oh,
would you play it for us?
Okay.
Where did you start? Were you in New York as a kid? Is
mm-hmm.
that where you grew up?
Yeah, in the Bronx.
But then you also took classical piano, I read. Did you?
That was from my aunt.
She studied
classical piano for a while, and she started giving me lessons. And she kind of got me to a point where she felt she couldn't really show me anything else, and I just kind of went off on my own.
What did you do? Did you start a band or something?
I mostly played a lot of classical music.
Yeah.
While I was a teenager, I was really into that. But then I started getting into to R&B and funk music. In fact, the first band that I ever joined was a funk band. We did covers of like tunes by the Isley Brothers and Chaka Khan and Earth, Wind and Fire.
Well, there were some good tunes. Earth, Wind and Fire. That was a good group. So then how did you decide you'd go from that into jazz?
Well, a lot of my dad's albums were around the house, and I listened to them sometimes, but I don't know. It didn't really click for me. And then I remember hearing Herbie Hancock's Headhunters.
Oh yeah, that was a great album.
When Chameleon came out, and I was really into funk. And when I heard that was really my first time hearing Herbie Hancock.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Well, and that just kind of turned my whole head around. And then I got into stuff that he did before that, and then I really got into Chick Corea and Return to Forever a lot. And then from there, I started to investigate the things that they had done before that.
Boy, so, and then you...
And then by the time I discovered Bill Evans and Keith Jarrett, then I was hooked then.
And Monk, too. In fact, you mentioned... well, of course, that one you played was a Monk tune, but and you mentioned another one that I'm not that familiar with. Maybe you could play Ugly Beauty.
Yeah, it's a very interesting tune. It's the only waltz he ever wrote.
No, I didn't know that. I'm learning more about Monk from people that come and play here on Piano Jazz. I didn't realize how ignorant I was in Monk's music. You know, there's so much of it. So play that. I'd love to hear it.
Oh, okay.
When he wrote that, do you know whether he wrote that early on or later or what?
Later. It's on the Underground album,
which
I think was done in like 65 or 64, somewhere around there.
But don't you think it's a kind of an un-monkish tune? It's got such pretty harmony, and it doesn't have any of those quirky little funny chords that he does in most of his tunes. It's just a romantic kind of a tune. Beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Beautiful. And that's the only...
Although I really don't approach it in a very monkish way.
Well, you're approaching it in your own way, I guess. But it's lovely. Has your dad heard you play lately? Or has he heard you?
Well, he's heard all the albums that I've done.
He hasn't.
It's been a while since I've seen him, so he hasn't heard me play live.
He must be very proud.
Yeah, he is.
I'll have to send him the cassette of the show. You know, when it comes out. So, well, on with something or other. Oh, I know. We talked about doing a duet that we could. One of the things you recorded. Again, I think with a group, Falling in Love with Love. You want to try that as a duet?
Okay.
You count it off.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
To hear the full broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online. You'll find a link on our website, pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR. This episode was made possible by a grant from Exxon Corporation. Digital restoration was made possible by Save America's Treasures through a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Park Service Department of the Interior.